Welcome back to episode 25 of Shloshim Yoyim Kedem HaChag. And in this episode, we're going to try to cover Maror Koirech and Shulchan Oirech. There's a mitzvah to eat Maror to Mekayim, this that it says in the Pasuk, Al Matzos Umerorim Yoichluhu. But now, that there's no Korban Pesach, it's only a mitzvah to Rabbanon. Therefore, one should take a Kezayis of Maror, dip it into Charoises. They're different from Hagim. Dip it into Charoises fully, dip some of it into Charoises, put charoses on top of it, whatever your minig is. Have the maror with charoses. Make a bracha of alachilas maror, but don't make a bracha by pri adama, because one should have already made that bracha when he ate the karpas and had a mind to patter the maror. The Torah says that a person should eat maror zecher tuvay maror es chayeyem. Therefore, you have to eat a kezayis, because less than a kezayis, it's not a zecher. If somebody eats two different types of maror, they can be mitzdarif together to a kezayis. If a person swallowed maror full swallow and did not chew it at all, he is not yaitza, because he needs to taste and feel the bitterness in his mouth. There's a mitzvah and a mukhra to eat it all at once. Obviously, someone who's a chayla or an istanis can eat it a little bit at a time, the shir of kedechelas pras, which is anywhere between 2 minutes and 9 minutes. If a person cannot eat a kezayis of maror, he should eat as much as he could, but he should not make the bracha. L'chatchila, a person should have in mind that he's eating l'shem mitzvahs maror, but b'di'evet, if he ate the maror without kavana, since he made a bracha on it, it's mukach that his achila was l'shem mitzvah, and he does not have to eat the maror again. Koirech, a person puts the matzah and the maror together in a sandwich and eats them together. Hillel's opinion was that during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the way you were mekayim the mitzvah of achilas karban pesach and matzah and maror was together because of the lashon of the pasuk al matzos umerorim yechluhu bizman hazeh, where we don't have the karban pesach, we're only eating the matzah and the maror, and the maror is only midrabanan. The matzah is still deiraisa because of its own chi of deiraisa b'erev teichlu matzos, but maror is only derabanan. So you can eat matzah maror together and be yotze both of them. So we eat matzah separately, maror separately, but we still eat the matzah and the maror together as a zecher to what Hillel did in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. So you take the third matzah in order to be mekayim in mitzvah with all three matzahs. There are those who dip the maror of the koirech and chareses. There are those that don't. L'chatchila, you should eat them in a way that the two kezesim will be in your mouth b'vas achas. But you don't have to swallow them b'vas achas like you are supposed to do l'chatchila by the matzah. One should eat the koirech leaning because of the matzah that's in the koirech. However, if he doesn't lean, he is yotza. The minig is to say before you eat it, zechel mikdash kehillel, kein asa hillel, that he would put the matzah and the maror together and eat it, and it's not considered a hefsek between the brachas of al achilas matzah and al achilas maror to the koirech. Shulchan oirech, there are those who have a minig at the beginning of the suda, both nights, to eat the egg that's on the ka'ara, zecher to the chagiga. They also eat eggs, zecher la'avelos, because the first night of Pesach is the same night as Tisha B'Av. People also eat the eggs, zecher to the Churban, because tonight there used to be Makir v'Karban Pesach, and we're being mis'abel that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and we don't have a Karban Pesach. One should eat until they're full, eat a good meal, but do not eat enough that the afikoymen will be eaten as an achila gasa. Someone who has no taiva at all, they have no appetite at all, to eat afikoymen is not mekayim the mitzvah the way you're supposed to be mekayim the mitzvah. And even though the afikoymen is zecher for the Pesach, and the Pesach is nechal al hasoiva, which means it's eaten on a satiated stomach, still a person has to have a little bit of an appetite to eat. And if he's so full that any food he puts in his mouth is going to be disgusting for him, he has to stuff himself. The person is not yetzah the mitzvah at all, because that's not called an achila. A person should not drink too much wine during this su'uda, because he may drink too much, become shikr, become drunk, and fall asleep. Most of us have the minig not to eat roasted meat on the Leil Pesach and on the second night of Pesach in Chutz La'aretz Gzeira, because you may come to say this is Basar Karban Pesach, even if it's roasted in a pot. Sli Kador is Asur. And even if you cooked it first and then pot roasted it, even though a Karban Pesach is Pasul with Sli Kador, still it's Asur because of Maris Ayin, that we should not come to be matir tzli eish. Anything that needs shchita is aser b'tzli, whether it's chicken, whether it is veal. You cannot eat that on the first night and the second night of Pesach. Now, those that have a minig not to do any other dipping on the night of Pesach, only the two dippings that they do during the Seder, the dipping of Koirech, is not called a third dipping. because it's only dipping, because maybe this mara requires a dipping as well. There are those who have a minhag to dip the egg into salt water, and the achronim say that since that's during the suda, there is no kepeda. The kepeda is not to do any dipping outside the suda besides the two dippings that are part of the takanas chachamim.